Welcome to episode number 46. Thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This one is titled, Choosing Ignorance. Yesterday I went to court with my son. He is being accused of a crime that he did not commit, with solid alibis. What is disturbing my spirit is that his attorney and the investigator are clearly aware that he is innocent. Albeit the lawyer stated, you know, if this really did happen, you can tell me. I am obligated by attorney-client privilege not to say anything. This is a form of mental deception and manipulation, a type of mental illness. It is when a person refuses to see the truth. Thus saith the Lord, a liar shall not tarry in my sight. I awoke this morning and expressed to the Holy Spirit what disdain I have for devious, beguiling people. I had my last session with my therapist yesterday, and she always reminds me not to be judgmental, that people heal differently. But the Spirit spoke to me and made it clear that it is reserved for those who are truly trying to repair their mental, spiritual, and emotional well-being. Nevertheless, I am praying that my son doesn't have to go to trial because I know the callousness of those who hold others' fates in their own hands. Settling in my heart that I would do what the Lord put me in the situation to do. During our session, when I told Miss Gwendolyn certain words that were in my spirit that I did not speak, she profoundly asked me why not. This reminded me of a certain obligation given to me by my Lord many years ago, and I still carry it out this day. God uses situations to bring His judgment on people. It is one of my callings. I know this because I dread it most times. Likewise, others who have similar callings also have expressed how vexatious it can be, even though the world may not seem to be aware. This confirms why I will never trust a man or woman who always have words of prosperity, joy, and encouragement. If you look at the lives of the prophets, then you will know who is true and who is attempting to deceive you for their own interests. I am given this clarity that when I am sent to a certain place or put into certain situations, it is that the Lord is judging them. He expects me to discern and validate the truth, to give those who are being tried by Him a chance at repentance. It is not a pleasant experience at all, but I was ordained for this. I never disclosed this in my therapy, but it is one of the reasons I am so well written. Years ago, God spoke to me literally saying, "The pen is mightier than the sword." And I have been writing letters of concern ever since. So when Miss Gwendolyn asked me why I didn't speak from my heart, I knew it was God. God is deliberate in His judgment. In my situation, I know that He is resolute and that I have to be obedient. What I want everyone to understand is that God sends people every day in lieu of His judgment, particularly those who have been wronged or someone they are advocating for. And when He reveals what is true, what is right, and what is just, the guilt of the wrongdoer has been determined by our Creator, and their eternal punishment is being reserved unless they repent and return from their wickedness. So it does not matter if you go to your grave never admitting your faults. Truth be told, this is intentional for some, allowed by a sovereign God, because the truth will always transcend the boundaries of time. Understand this. The intentionality is because He knows our hearts and the lack of atonement for those of us who refuse to repent. This typical behavior is confirmed in Judges 12 verses 1 through 3. You have to go further back because this was common for the tribe of Ephraim, as other tribes would ask them for help and they would refuse to come, abrogating to support their brothers. But when victory came, not by power or sword, but by God's Spirit, they would come to the tribe pretending anger and offense, actually threatening to burn down the houses of Jephthah and those who fought with him. The confirmation was at how Jephthah confronted them with the truth. We called, but you didn't come. So why are you here now? Does this sound familiar? I read a comment yesterday that stated being called is a beautiful thing, but it is heavy at times. I agree. But the revelation for me is that I will say what thus saith the Lord. I will not fear their words nor be dismayed by their looks. Whether they hear or refuse to hear is between them and the Father. I am called to this, and therefore I am innocent of their blood. My hands will be clean. Thank you for joining us again. Thank you.